Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm super excited to have our guest today, Katie Hahn, on the show. Welcome. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, first of all, I am a mom of three. And I kind of got restarted with kids as COVID happened. I am one of those statistics of what else do you do besides have more kids? So I have two little ones. And due to having the two little ones, I transitioned my job from running and being a CEO of brick and mortar companies in my local area to the high ticket space. So I transitioned into what could I do while I'm raising two little ones and a 12-year-old. So I got into the high ticket closing arena and I loved it, made a ton of money, but I figured out that I really like to run businesses and I kept finding myself, even though I was really good at the sales part, I was trying to help the business and coaches do more for their business. So I left closing and made my way into really the fractional world and running coaching businesses. So I was doing that for a few years and I don't know why I never thought of this, but somebody asked me and they're like, you do this for other people, but you are making them a lot of money. Why don't you do it for yourself? I said, well, it's not about the money. I just love helping. I love helping businesses grow. And they said, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there now. And so I just recently, I'm going to say quit my last fractional job and I have migrated full time into coaching other women in the coaching space.
That's amazing. You know, it's so funny you mentioned that about, you know, making money for other people and not really thinking about it for yourself. I think, I don't know if it's just me. I mean, you and me, but I'm like, we're the only ones out here doing this. I'm like, why didn't we think about it? Like, cause it's a service. Like I come from service-based, heartfelt, like I want to do these things for other people. And then it's like, oh yeah, what about me? Right.
I used to call myself, I just want to be the fairy godmother of businesses. I just want to go and help. It isn't about the money. I want to see people grow and change and evolve to what they want. But, you know, at the same time where we're at now and having two more kids, I'm like, I probably need more money.
You're like, maybe I should think about, you know, some revenue on my bottom line.
Yes. So, but I still get to be that person who helps and really be there just to support.
Absolutely. So when you made that shift, because so I know you have a couple of like frameworks and blueprints that you have developed. Is that when you really started digging into building those frameworks, putting that blueprint into place? Or when did that come into your business? And tell us a little bit about what those are.
So I didn't even intend on ever getting into a business. So how it happened was, okay, I have a weird past, but it all comes back around to really educating and helping and support people. And I like to learn. So I was put in a position that I was taking over a company and I was being put in as CEO. And my business partners left to Florida. So we weren't even in the same state and they were running and growing a new company. Yeah. Literally drinking from a fire hose. They said, we need to cut these clients. We need to fire these people and you need to grow X amount. I was like, what were you people doing? And
Yeah.
so it was a big joke because I was like, I don't have a clue what in the world I'm doing. So I really started leaning on other people. I was a Rotarian and still am, and used those successful business people as mentors. And so I really believe in mentoring and coaching because we don't know it all. I know
Yeah.
enough, but I really needed those people. And what they kept coming back to as I'm asking these questions, there's like, oh, there's these processes, there's these systems, there's these frameworks. And I was like, oh, I have a science background. I get that stuff. We live by the scientific method.
Yeah.
So as I was going through it, I would find these other things that I could put in place. And as I grew and continued growing and running other businesses, when I would come in, evaluate other businesses to join or not join, I had my own little framework that
Yeah.
I would use. And so as I started in the high ticket coaching, I started to put those down in place on like, oh, okay, this is a little different. And how do I evaluate where they're at and where they need to go? Because what I found in this coaching space, and I am going to tell this with all the love in my heart, these coaches aren't in it for business. They're in it for the passion, and they are not business people. And
Yep.
so, unfortunately, they may have grown rapidly, doing amazing things, having an impact, but the back end is chaos. And it is a problem for people to grow and stay there. So, what I was seeing is there's a lot of turnover because they didn't have the right things in place. So, I took what I already knew from running traditional businesses and starting piecing it together so that I could make some sense out of this new space I was in.
Yeah.
So, when I was on, one of the last fractionals that I was working and kind of in their business, I would use it from behind the scenes. And so when I finally decided, okay, it's time for me to do this, I was like, why not just start with what I do
Yeah.
and help businesses and women coaches really decide where are you, what do you need to grow, and how do we put the systems in place that allow you to get what you want, which is mostly likely it is time and financial freedom because we women want certain things in our life, and it generally boils down to that. That time allows them to do the servant things that they would like, give their money, time, effort, be with their family. So my framework, the CLIMB framework, really was designed so that I can quickly evaluate where somebody is and then say, okay, here's what we need to do, here's the systems you need to put in place, here's the metrics, and then now you can grow, but you
Yeah.
also are not, the business doesn't revolve around you. And that's generally the problem. And no
Absolutely.
woman ever wants to admit they're the bottleneck.
Yeah.
And so it is a problem. And we all know it and we hide behind that. And no one wants to see our chaos. So I put these in place so women don't have to feel that weight anymore and they can do what they love and grow.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing because you're so right. We never want to be the bottleneck or the reason for our lack of growth or success, because we think we can do it all. We have to wear all the hats. We can
Yes.
do it all. And it's okay to ask for help. Like, I think that's the biggest thing is that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to not know everything. And you're only going to be better and stronger when you do ask for help and when you do implement, strategies or steps that are going to help you get outside of the mess, you know?
Yeah. You got to be able to see that you're in that chaos. And
Yeah.
most of the time, you don't. You only feel it, and you just know something's wrong.
Right. Yeah, and I feel like sometimes this is kind of tying into the high ticket sales. I feel like sometimes women underestimate their value as well. Like when they're first starting out, they're like, I can't get to that high ticket sales until I meet X, Y, and Z. And so maybe talk about the struggles that you've seen that women have going from, maybe starting with, a huge executive background, experience, all of that stuff, but then getting comfortable with high ticket sales. And is there a mindset shift, or what is it that gets them to that next hurdle?
Yeah, so I have been in the corporate space. I've worked for Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 100 companies. And one thing that I find is women who are coming from that space have a ton to offer. but they have been put in their place for a long time. So they don't realize they have the value. And it is a complete mind shift because they didn't feel it. It's primarily at that, at a, you know, executive or managerial level, a lot of men. So they were never brought into the place to say, what are your ideas in that way? And really dig deep into what they have to offer. So shifting from into the coaching space, so many women are struggling to say, I have value and my value is good for somebody else. Yet they've had this career that's amazing and that there's so much information in there that they can offer. Just even being a woman who's gone through it is enough.
Being like, a mom, they can, right?
You handle both of those, you're good. Exactly. And so a lot of it is a mind shift, but also pulling on and asking the right questions. And this is really where I like to start. It's clarifying your business model and your, like, really, what is that? Like, what do you do? And just having those conversations and letting them, you know, vomit all their information out and say, do you know what you just dropped? Like all these golden nuggets of information that's the value. And then taking that, okay, who is that relevant to? And then working through that process for them to see they have this knowledge and this experience that needs to come out, but it's somebody else has to allow them to say it and get it out there and showcase that value. So it is a very big transition. I don't feel like I'm the mindset person. A lot of women are working with those coaches and I partner with those coaches because that takes a lot more. There's a lot of other things. And I feel like my value is having a great partner for that and really showing them, okay, this is your zone of genius. Yep. Let's tap into that. Let's line the right systems so that you can continue to be in that zone of genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, once they have that clarity of who they are, what they do and what they have to offer, the next thing is the confidence and the mindset to know that they can go out there and do that. And, you know, that takes us to the next step, which is, okay, what's the visibility strategy? So once you have those things in place, you have to be able to put yourself out there so that you can be seen, so that you can show your value. So what are some of the things that you have seen or have helped businesses with being more visible once they've gotten that clarity and the strategy in place for their offers and the high ticket sales that they have?
So a lot of these women are doing a lot of consulting and coaching in person. So I have there's a little bit of difference on that versus, you know, the virtual world of online coaching. So for the virtual side, I really talk about where they live. Where do they live? Because that's the client they want. And so I work with this wonderful woman who is in the tech space. And she is like, I am not spending time on the internet. I don't want to be put out there. I'm like, but where do you live? Yeah. Where do you live in that space? She's like, I'm on these, you know, Reddit and all these things. I'm like, then that's where you need to be for now, because that's your target audience. Yeah. We'll get to the rest. That's will come with confidence. But really just let's stay in that comfort zone of figuring that out and start to add on, where are those additional places? Yeah. You know, if you're comfortable going on podcasts, okay, let's talk about that. Or if it's only a radio type show where you don't have to show your face, you know, like what does that look like? And so I really try to start, because the hardest thing is first where they their comfort zone, and then really trying to build from it. So, you know, lots of people talk about initially, you know, you got to get into JVs and do these joint ventures or speaking on stage. And that is a big turnoff for a lot of women. It's a big step.
That's a big step.
I can say, like, one of my past careers, when I first got out of college, I was on television. I was awful. Absolutely awful. And it took me to fail on TV in front of everybody to know how bad I was. And it is not easy to get over that. And so women, you know, that's a big deterrent. If they don't want to succeed, they're like, no, I'm not doing it. And so they're not going to move forward. So what I have found works well, especially if they're in person, it's easier. Where do they already network? Instead, maybe they are the sponsor of something and they get to do a 2-minute talk. that gives them a little bit, you know, small steps. So working through that is very easy, but really just getting out there. I said, just start talking to people. That's visibility. I even think even if you're in the online space, it's visibility to be out there.
Yep.
Just start talking to people. And that can be behind the scenes and that can be in DMs, but just talk to people. And I think that has to be the first step because it's such a turn off. And there's like a 70% failure rate for women's businesses because they can't get over that first hurdle, not just visibility, but that initial hurdle of all of this weight.
Yep.
And things start to fail. And so if we can make that together, those small steps, easy and relatable, like, oh, you're already doing this, just do it here. Oh, I have somebody who's in the holistic health space. Let's just go to the yoga studios and talk to yoga studios that you already talked to. You know, that build that comfort, and then they're like getting the ideas and moving from there. So that's really how I position it. Now for me, it was a hard, big step because I moved from internally running other people's coaching to then having to do my own. So I am working through it just like everybody else.
Yeah.
So I've, you know, on podcasts, which I feel comfortable doing, I don't like putting a lot out there on social media. That is not my background. I try to stay out of that just because I like having my time with my kids. I don't want my time to be shared online. I think a lot of it is fake and I don't like that. And I want to be authentic and I want to make sure I come across authentic. So I really have to, I struggle with that. I'm probably failing at it right now. But to be honest, like that's not the best that I need to work on it. And I know that, but speaking engagements, things like that, summits are really comfortable for me.
Right.
So that's kind of where I start with things for anybody.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest pieces of advice that I give my clients, which I'm assuming you would probably say the same mm-hmm. thing, is start even when you're uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the first step. It's that that uncomfortable unknown that you have to get over that hurdle. Because like you said, when you start something for the first time, you're probably not going to be great at it. It's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel weird. But the more you do it, the more consistent you are with it, the easier it'll get, the better you'll get, and the more, you know, more return you'll have for visibility, connections, mm-hmm. networking, whatever it is. So it's like, just take that first step, that leap of faith, if you will, to get yourself out there, because you're never going to be seen unless you put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I even suggest for people, find a buddy. You know, if you're in person, find a buddy to go with and do something together because it makes it a lot easier. So I anybody local, I really try to help support that way. But even virtually, you know, going live with somebody else, you don't have to do it yourself. You do something with somebody else. And that takes, you know, part of the burden off of you and getting yourself out there.
One of the other things that I always I try to encourage people to do, like you said, about having a buddy, but also have like a colleague or a group who can almost shine the mirror back at you, right? Because I feel like sometimes, mm-hmm. maybe it's women specifically, but sometimes you don't see your own greatness until somebody else points it out, right? So it's like the analogy, you can't see the label from inside the bottle or whatever it is. It's mm-hmm. like, you have so much to offer, but you as yourself, you don't see it because it's you. It's what you do. It's your natural abilities. But when you start putting yourself around other people who see that, they reflect that back to you. And then that almost builds your confidence and shows you these other, you know, strengths that you didn't think were strengths. And so that mm-hmm. helps you with your visibility because you're like, oh yeah, I do have these things to offer. And the things that I do talk about have value. And my business services have value and what I charge is worth it. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. when you have somebody to reflect back to you, your greatness, I think that is so powerful.
Oh yeah. I totally agree. It is 100% the easiest way to get out there and do that and have that person kind of do it for you.
your own ambassador, right? Like your own cheerleader or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about like as a busy mom, running a successful coaching business, what are some of your go-to strategies to balance your visibility and growth and your life?
So I have to be incredibly structured with my time. And so I, you know, even though I know this for other people, it's hard. It's really hard to do it yourself. Yep. Because you're not that mirror. Like you're not taking a good enough look at yourself and saying those things. But I use my own framework. So that is my mirror. Like, am I doing these things? And part of that is really just my time blocking. To make sure that I can satisfy my family, myself personally, and my business. Yeah. And so I really have to stay structured, and working from home is awful because there's my house is a complete
chaos
disaster right now.
Outside yeah. the door, right?
Yeah. I have to tell everybody my kids are home for the summer. I'm like, I'm recording a podcast. Don't enter. Turn off the Roomba, whatever it is. So that becomes a struggle for me, but I try and stay really true to using my calendar. I block that time and I block it. And, you know, people say do a half an hour, do whatever. I actually put in what are the things I want to accomplish in those spaces. And so I use that. I also do use a tool. It's free. Called FreedCamp. It's just like any project management tool. And I break everything down. I mean, down to home stuff, cleaning, grocery store, and I can use it on my phone or on my computer. So no matter where I am, I can check those boxes because for me, that's like, ooh, I did something. You know, I get that's that great feeling of checking something off. And by doing that, I have to be realistic about my time.
Yeah.
By, you know, my kids go to bed, you know, my little ones go to bed and I'm like, okay, now I have time for my oldest daughter. And then I have how much time can I do to get whatever else I thought I could do done?
Yep.
So I use tools. I love tech, but I don't think tech is everything. Yeah. I don't care what you use. If it's a spreadsheet, if it's a piece of paper, you really just need to have a schedule that you can adhere to so that you know what's a priority. And one thing somebody told me, going back to the visibility side, is that if you're starting off and you're trying to grow, it's like 60% of the time that you have available should be focused on being visible. Mm-hmm. That's your growth of getting yourself out there, growing. Now, that's pretty much unrealistic for most people, but figuring out how I can do the maximum amount of what I can do in that space, in that time, is what I do. So if that means, okay, I need to check Facebook, let people into my group, or try to get on podcasts, you know, whatever that effort is, I have those things blocked off because that's that effort mm-hmm. that I need, that's that focused in that time. Yeah. And that's what I think is the best way to do it, because otherwise every shiny object, every dirty laundry basket is going to cause you a panic.
I can so relate with that in so many ways. But that, I mean, that's great advice, because if you don't have some sort of structure in place, you're just going to, you know, squirrel off and do something else. And I love the fact that you said, you know, 60%, maybe you find your own percentage that feels good, but that's where you need to be using your time to be visible, be seen, put yourself out there, network, meet people, like, because that mm-hmm. is essential to business growth, because you can't be the best kept secret, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know. I mean, you have to put yourself out there. You don't want to be the best kept secret. And so, you know, you have to set aside that time to really, truly put yourself out there and help mm-hmm. to grow your business. Yeah. So let's wrap this up. I know you have a few resources and places that people can go to be in your world, learn more about you, get some advice from you. So where can we send people if they want to be a part of your space?
I do have a website, Katie Hahn Coach. And I provide a lot of free resources, but I also want to be there when you want to talk more. And it could be sales or system. As I mentioned, I was a high ticket client. I work with a lot of people just on how do I do this? How do I talk to people in that space? Because they're not salespeople. Mm-hmm. How do I have those right conversations to move it from transactionally into the next space for them.
Yeah.
So lots of different resources.
Well, Katie, it has been a true pleasure to meet you, talk with you, be able to share your story and your advice and insights on everything. And so just wanted to say thank you for being a guest on the show. And hopefully, you know, people are going to listen back to this and pull out some nuggets of wisdom and put them to good use. Because I think, you know, we shared a lot of great information here today.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.